Although the heavy rain has let up in Houston, getting in and out of the city is still very difficult. Many roads remain flooded, and some bridges have been damaged. Houston's two main airports reopened with limited service today. Harvey also shut down a major economic engine in Texas, Houston's port. NPR's Greg Allen reports on what it will take to get Houston running again.
Since Saturday, when both of Houston's airports shut down, thousands of flights in and out of the city were canceled. Up to now at Bush Intercontinental, the runways were only open for limited operations and humanitarian flights. Charlie Hobart is with United Airlines.
Yesterday, we flew the last of the remaining customers who were at Houston out of the airport and into our other hubs. So right now, it's about preparing for the eventual resumption of service.
The Houston airport system announced it was reopening both Bush Intercontinental and Hobby at 4 p.m. today. Passengers are being told to check with their airlines on the status of their flights. But with many roads still impassable, shippers like FedEx and UPS cannot yet say when they'll resume service in Houston. UPS spokesman Jim Mayer says from his company's perspective, there's no point flying packages into Houston if the company can't deliver them to customers.
We have to be able to get our vehicles out. We have to have people to drive the vehicles, load the vehicles. So it's really a tough situation in Houston. You know, we're making plans to get back into operation as soon as we can safely do so.
BNSF and Union Pacific Railroads have also suspended service along the Texas coast. BNSF says it's dealing with multiple track washouts. Logistics consultant Noel Perry says the impact of the shutdown of Houston's air, rail, and port operations will stretch far beyond the East Texas region.
Houston is an interchange point. It isn't the only one, but it's an important one, and so there are effects that go in west and east and north.
Perry points to similar disruptions after Hurricanes Katrina and Sandy. When trucking resumed, he says, the cost of freight deliveries spiked.
I would expect something like that again here. So if you're trying to get a dry van to run into Houston or out of Houston at some point over the next couple of weeks, you're going to be paying a hell of a lot more.
One of the biggest question marks as Houston begins its recovery is how long before the port, a 25-mile-long complex of public and private facilities, can reopen. Roger Gunther is the executive director of Port Houston.
There's 40 or 50 vessels in and out of here every single day. And this is not only, you know, the container ships and the general cargo ships, but the things like the oil tankers.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation's traffic in petrochemicals flows through the port. A lengthy port shutdown would have an impact on fuel prices. Gunther says a task force headed by the Coast Guard is just beginning to assess the condition of the port post-Harvey to determine what needs to be done before it reopens. But he says initial reports are positive.
Our container facilities, our general cargo facilities receive minimal damage. You know, there weren't the high winds like we saw in Ike. It's all about the tremendous amount of water that's being dumped into the channel.
Houston's shipping channel will have to be surveyed for debris and other navigation hazards before it's cleared to reopen. How long that will take is uncertain. After Hurricane Ike, it was a week before the port resumed operations. Greg Allen, NPR News.